after I had my first child, my son, Benjamin, my mom came to visit me in the hospital, which was great. And I was enthralled with our new baby. I was also terrified. The prospect of being responsible for keeping this little being alive was completely overwhelming. And so when it came time for my mom to leave, I walked her to the exit at the hospital. And suddenly, as I was saying goodbye to her, I became sort of overcome with fear, anxiety, and panic. And I blurted out to her, "You can't leave. I don't know how to take care of a baby. I'm just a kid myself." Well, I wasn't a kid. I was 30 years old. But I felt like a kid, someone who was more in need of a parent than ready to become one. And that was my first discovery about motherhood, that this role does not come with an instruction manual. It is on-the-job training. And a lot of that training, particularly in the early parts, the early years, can be a little bumpy. So after I got home from the hospital, I had my first several weeks at home with my husband and new baby. I vacillated between feeling just complete joy and wonder at our beautiful son, and feeling sadness and grief over the loss of my former body, my former self, my former identity. I remember very clearly sitting at our kitchen table, nursing Benjamin, looking out the window at our 20-something-year-old neighbors coming and going freely in and out of their house, and I had the thought, I will never be able to do that again. A bit of an exaggeration, of course, but that is absolutely how it felt at the time. Well, come to find out, there is actually a word for this period of adjustment for moms, and it is called matrescence. Matrescence is the physical, emotional, hormonal, and social transition to becoming a mother. As Columbia University psychologist Oralee Athan writes, "Once you welcome home a baby, nothing is ever the same again. Yes, it is exciting and joyful, but it can also be completely overwhelming. Ambivalence is normal. The goal is to give yourself the time and compassion to adjust to your new role." Oh my goodness, how I wish I could have heard that when I was a new mother. Because let's face it, societal expectations are, and sort of everybody thinks, that new mothers are just sort of floating along in perfect bliss, even without sleep, that they always know what to do, that they handle everything with this just perfect maternal ease and grace, that they love their babies so much that they really don't mind all the sacrifices that they have made to become a mother. This is not true. Even the most devoted mother, and I've always considered myself to be a devoted mother, even the most devoted mother is sure to miss her freedom and her other relationships, her work, her hobbies, her intellectual interests, her old body, the ability to get her physical needs met, including eating and sleeping, and getting exercise, and going to the bathroom alone. Which leads me, well, actually makes me very happy now that these things are more openly discussed. I think it presents a much more balanced view for new mothers, and even older mothers, right? Those times of ambivalence. Which brings me to the second truth about motherhood, that no one knows what it's really like except other mothers. Is it not true? You see, this is why women bond so closely after becoming mothers, because we need each other. We need others who support and understand what we are going through. I was amazed when I became a mom how I was instantly a member of the Worldwide Society of Mothers, all generously sharing tips and experience and advice. particularly good advice, is treasured and very happily passed on to others. So with that in mind, today I did a little mining of great advice that mothers have offered up about being mothers. And these are serious pieces of advice that came from New York Times readers who were invited to submit, quote, the gems of advice that have gotten them through the tougher moments of mothering. So here they are. And the first one is, choose your battles. Choose your battles, and I would say particularly when your children are toddlers and teenagers. Choose your battles. No one has enough energy to confront every single thing that is going on. Second, give them time. Kids do everything in their own time, and every child is different. Third, release the guilt. As a working mother, I often felt guilty for not being home more. This reader offered the reminder, putting a roof over your kid's head is parenting too. Next, anticipate whiplash. Some of the best times of your life will be as a parent. Some of the worst times of your life will be as a parent. And sometimes these may be 30 minutes apart. Next, feel it all. This came from reader Brooke Nielsen, and I'll quote. Throughout motherhood, you're allowed to be overwhelmed and overjoyed. You can wish for the days to pass quickly and also not want to miss one second with your children. You can miss your life before motherhood and at the same time love your life as a mother. The truth about motherhood is it's not an either-or situation. You can be both. You can feel it all. Feeling it all doesn't make you a bad mom. It makes you human. Next, prepare for loss. From reader Kristen Baker. This one really spoke to me. No one prepared me for how much loss I would experience as a parent, specifically in watching my child grow up. There's this constant grieving of the younger selves they leave behind. But when I shared this with a mom friend whose daughter was a couple years older than mine, she said, "It is hard, but every new stage is better than the last. It just keeps getting better." Her advice changed the way I related to my daughters growing up. While I still miss the little girl she was, now I look forward to the next version of who she's becoming. And finally, some lighthearted advice. Don't play a song for a child that you aren't prepared to listen to 10,000 times. Which brings us to the third lesson about motherhood. A sense of humor is everything. A little levity can be your saving grace. When I was growing up, I remember my mother particularly loved Irma Bombeck. Does anybody remember Irma Bombeck? Hey, that's good. Irma Bombeck, she was a humorist who wrote often about the foibles of motherhood and being a housewife, etc. My mom felt a real kinship with her, like Irma understood. For example, Irma wrote, "All of us have moments in our lives that test our courage. Taking children into a house with a white carpet is one of them." Today, of course, humor is abundantly available on the internet, just a few clicks away. So here are some great tweets from moms that were recently featured on BuzzFeed. There are two types of children, those that get up in the middle of the night and those who get up way too early, and their siblings. My four-year-old went through my phone and confronted me like I cheated on her. "You took a lot of pictures of this baby." My five-year-old lost her first tooth and wanted to bring her tooth fairy swag to school to flex on her friends. This included the white, quote-unquote, fairy dust, baking soda. Evidently, they used that when they were giving her her gifts. "So I sent my kid into preschool with a little bag of white powder for show and tell." Follow me for more parenting tips. walking into a store and Girl Scouts are out front selling cookies. My son says, "Don't make eye contact with them." And just like that, I have a new life coach. I cleaned out my teen's room, and I found 8 plates, 21 utensils, a TV remote, 8 chapsticks, a burner phone, and apparently we have a cat. My 7-year-old asked how many days left until he can quit school. Then he asked what job involves the least effort at the most pay. He's going to be living with me until he's 42, isn't he? You see, mothers need to get this kind of support and encouragement, perspective, and yes, humor from other mothers. And hopefully that includes receiving love and guidance from our own mothers. And I know not everybody gets that. I know that. I know that I was very lucky that I did get that. That my mother, to me, taught me how to love. Probably the greatest gift of all, right? Specifically, my mother was a master at unconditional love, which she very generously shared with my sister and me and pretty much everybody else. My mother was not highly educated in a formal sense, but she had more common sense than anybody I've ever known and just this great ability to say exactly what was needed at the right time in a very plain, down-to-earth way. She also was very high-spirited and had a strong will. So looking back on it now, I can appreciate how extremely clever she was at working within the bounds of what was then traditional roles, a traditional marriage within the bounds of being a suburban housewife and yet still creating an amazing, fulfilling life for herself. Which brings me to my 4th truth about motherhood, that it is the most demanding, yet also the most fulfilling and wondrous experience you can ever imagine. I think every mother here would attest to the truth that it takes everything you've got. It requires every part of you, everything you know, everything you've experienced, everything you are willing to learn. As a mother, you give and give and give and give and give and occasionally wonder, is this working? Am I getting through? And then one day, you see it. Your children are kind to others. They make thoughtful decisions. They take constructive action. And then you realize what you worked so hard to drum into their heads, the things you worked so hard to teach them actually did sink in. They really were paying attention. And then as they grow, they become wonderful people, inspiring people, the kind of people that you would like to emulate. Such a beautiful thing to behold. I had a friend once say, "You will learn from your children." And he was so right. You learn from your children from the day that they are born. You learn from their experiences. You learn from their lives, from their friendships, from all of their ups and downs. In the final analysis, motherhood is sacred. It is perhaps the highest honor and privilege I believe a woman can experience. And it adds a whole new dimension of purpose and meaning to your life. My children, Ben and Emily, will always be my proudest accomplishment. They are everything to me. You know, from the time they were 8 and 5 years old, it was just the 3 of us in the household after the divorce. We were such a tight-knit little family. We still are, although it's grown. Oh, we had so many laughs, so many adventures. We had our hard times too. But now I look back on it all, and I count it all joy. And now I have the incredible experience of feeling so proud of the wonderful parents that they have become. And the over-the-top, exhilarating experience of being a grandmother which truly is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. On Mother's Day, I absolutely know how incredibly lucky I am. I know that I have had rights and privileges and choices and opportunities that not every woman gets, and I'm so grateful for that. And this is also a day for us remembering our own mothers, so of course, thinking of you today, Mom, with such gratitude. Whatever maternal love came our way in our lives, this is the day to appreciate the person who gave that to us, to appreciate all they went through and all they gave to us. And that even with all that, there's something still very special about our mothers, the ones who brought us into this world. For better or sometimes for worse, they stand in importance above all others. So today is a day to remember them. And here's a video to help us do that.
When I move out one day, my mom will be very sad.
I feel my mom's love in my heart, like, it's right here. I'm feeling it right now.
Sometimes I love, sometimes I don't. When I'm angry, I don't.
My mom is everything to me. She just is this ray of energy and sunlight and positivity.
The thing that I wish I could have done more of is thanking her.
Didn't matter what shape I was in, I could always come home to Mom. My mom was basically the glue that held me together.
When I left the Philippines, I knew that my son will be in good hands because I know my mom will take care of him.
My mom is kind of smart, she's not that smart. If I would say like 1 to 10, it would be a 5.
Maybe my poor dad got the raw end of the deal, but I do remember my mother saying to him when there was an argument about something I'd done, she says, "You don't want to hurt her spirit." I remember that.
My mom was diagnosed with a really rare disease about 12 hours before she died. So we didn't get a lot of time to talk or to say goodbye, but she did get to say that she loved me, which were her last words. And I cherish that because I've been able to hang on to it.
I'm probably going to say to my mom, "You're a wonderful person. And you're my mentor."
I tie an invisible string to my heart, and she ties the same one to her heart, and it's always attached together.
My mother, she struggled a lot with addiction. Sorry, I'm getting upset. Yeah, it was hard.
You know, you have partners, you have friends, you have kids, but there is nobody else who will ever care about you as much.
My son now always tells me, "I love you, Mama." But for 48 years, he realized I didn't say "I love you" to my mom.
I can think of 3 words. I forgive you.
You were good, Mom. You did really good.
Thank you, Mom. I love you, Mom.
Hey, Chelsea, if moms got paid, how much do you think they should get paid in a year for being a mom?
Maybe $100?
That's great. Let's turn now to our meditation. Just get comfortable in your seat. Whatever feelings you're feeling right now, they're all okay. Take a big cleansing breath in. Let it go. And one more time, breathing in deeply. And release. In this moment, all is well. You are here. The product of your mother and father. At some point, their pride and joy. Recognizing and appreciating the gift of life that they gave you. And the fact that your mother is a part of you, as is your father. But today on Mother's Day, we remember that imprint in our heart of our moms. Just like that little boy said, it's as if there is a thread connecting our heart with theirs. And however much tension there may be on that thread in our lives, whatever may work well, whatever may not work, whatever losses, whatever joys we experience, that thread is there. And so today we allow ourselves to feel love, appreciation, forgiveness, acknowledging that each person does the best they can in their life, the situation that they face. We just take a moment now in the silence to beam our love and appreciation, our care, our gratitude to our mothers. Thank you, Mom. We say from our hearts, thank you for the life you gave us, the lessons that you taught us, the example that you set in both positive and negative ways to help us learn and grow and be the very best, wonderful human beings we can be. We are grateful. Today we celebrate you. Thank you, God. So it is. Amen.
Flow, Spirit, flow through me as I open up to be an expression.